Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Bigley and Marotta Mornings.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware is our version of the award show. We do it on Mondays, and it's brought to you by Revitalize. Weight loss and wellness. Eat smart, lose weight, keep it off with Revitalize, proud nutrition partner of the Phoenix Suns. Yeah, based on what we saw over the weekend, we create our own awards and we hand them out. I'm gonna call the shot here. I'm gonna let our esteemed guest, Tim Ring.
Steve.
Give the first award.
Esteemed.
Jarrett told you about this, right? This isn't coming as a surprise.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I get to give the first award?
Yes. You do.
Oh, you, Tim.
All right. All right. Oh, I'm excited. All right. I may be dating myself with this reference, especially to our esteemed kids behind the glass.
Oh, Jarrett's
don't
old.
Worry about
don't
me.
Don't worry about him. Yeah.
For a time in high school, I dated myself, so don't worry.
Jarrett!
I mean, I make a lot of old references, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like always.
What else would it be? The It Takes a Licking But Keeps on Ticking award to Utah quarterback Cam Rising, who endured one of the most vicious and spectacular hits in the history of football.
Knocked his helmet right off his
Friday
head.
Friday night, as he extended himself in midair for a few extra yards and was absolutely destroyed. But actually got up, shook it off, missed one play, and came back and finished the game.
Yeah.
One of the greatest hits I have ever seen.
Yeah, it was
on a football field.
That was hellacious.
And legal, too.
And, of course, keeps a lick. Do you guys know that reference?
No.
Jarrett, you probably know that reference, right?
It
yes.
Takes a licking.
Takes a licking, keeps on ticking.
But I don't remember what it is. What's it for?
Timex watches.
Timex watches.
Yeah. Remember the one where they slap-shotted the watch?
Yes. They put it on a hockey puck.
Yes. Yes.
It was a commercial. It was their commercial franchise in the 70s?
Late 70s, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
My first award is the How the Mighty Have Fallen Award. And it's not really an award. It's just pointing a finger and kind of laughing at Louisville basketball. The Cardinals, a three-time NCAA champion, and we can say blue blood program.
Blue blood.
Right? They are 0-8 on the season after dropping their ACC opener to Miami on Sunday. And in all of Division I college basketball, one of three teams that hasn't won a game yet.
Their average margin of defeat's like 25 points.
Yeah, they are getting blown out. And they have a stretch of non-conference games. But then they go into the ACC. Florida State's really bad, too, by the way. But they might not win a conference game.
So it's Louisville, Cal, and who's that third?
The Central Connecticut State Blue Devils.
Oh, that's a D1 team?
Their new coach, Kenny Payne.
Oh. Is in a lot of pain.
Yes. May not last 1 year.
Well, I guess I'll stay in college basketball then.
All right.
And I'll give out the North Cackalacking Award. And that goes to the University of North Carolina, who was number one in the entire country and has now lost four games in a row and will probably fall out of the rankings when they come out today.
Maybe not. They're in North Carolina.
They are. That's true. I mean, they made a really surprise run to the finals last year. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then they got, I think, they're now showing overranked this year.
Hmm. All right.
Well, one of their best players is hurt, too. Baycott's out, isn't he? And he's a machine.
Still four in a row.
Armando Baycott's out.
Tim Ring mentioned Cam Rising in his first award. I, too, will mention Cam Rising in my first award. This is the You Got Nailed Award. It goes to USC quarterback Caleb Williams. For every game this year, I'm sure you've seen it on social media by now, Williams has put blank the opponent, whoever they're playing, on his nails, blank yes. UCLA, blank Utah, etc. He did that for the Pac-12 football championship game on Friday. USC got blanked in that one. Utah quarterback Cam Rising was asked about those nail decals after the win, and he said, you can do whatever you want, put whatever you want on your nails. He paused and said, I hope he liked it. That is spicy.
I'm not a huge fan of that tactic by Caleb Williams. I don't think you are either, Tim.
I am not. It may have cost him at least one first place Heisman vote.
Ooh.
I don't want to. It may.
Are you a Heisman voter?
I'm not saying anything, Sarah Kazan.
Sounds like you're saying something.
I'm not saying anything.
Well, you got to say something now. It's your turn to go out an award.
Wait, does Bickley still have his Heisman vote?
I don't.
That's always
no. I can't remember.
Year to year proposition on whether or not
he hasn't brought it up. So I don't
he
think
hasn't.
So.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
The Tanks for Nothing award to the San Antonio Spurs, who are in a self-inflicted free fall beginning in November.
Tanks for Nothing.
With the very obvious hopes of landing the phenom Victor Wembanyama. Since November 1st, they've lost 16 out of 17, 11 in a row. They have not lost 11 in a row since the 1980s. Mm. Popovich can't even show up on the bench anymore. And their fan base, which, by the way, can boast the NBA's all-time best winning percentage, has to sit there and take it.
Tanks for
Nutches! Bastages!
Is that Maggie? Is that her name?
That's Maggie.
That's got to be one of the worst characters in a great movie, right?
Even
if you were making
right.
like lists.
Even people who love Caddyshack the way we do don't like the Maggie character. And wonder why sometimes she had an accent.
I don't, yeah, very
and why
weird.
She needed an accent in
At
the
all,
first place.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Because she's not really Irish.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
My next award is the Give This Guy a Day Off Award, and I'm giving it to Tom Rinaldi of Fox Sports. Richard Deitch had a tweet or part of an article, I guess, in The Athletic about Tom Rinaldi's schedule. Listen to this. Monday, November 21st, he was the feature reporter and essayist for the Fox World Cup coverage in Qatar. On the 22nd, he flew from Doha to New Jersey. Then flew from New Jersey to Dallas to be the Thanksgiving sideline reporter for Fox's coverage of Cowboys Giants. He flew from Dallas to Columbus, Ohio on that Friday. Saturday, he was the sideline reporter for Fox's coverage of Michigan, Ohio State. And then after the game, flew to Kansas City through Detroit. On Sunday, he was the sideline reporter for Fox's coverage of Chiefs Rams. Then went right back from Dallas to Qatar and did a feature on U.S. Captain Tyler Adams. That was on Monday the 28th and Tuesday the 29th. Wraparound coverage of Adams before the U.S.-Iran game.
No days off!
I'm never complaining about my schedule
That's
again.
That's Dave Pasch-like.
I mean, does Fox think people can't live without Rinaldi for a regular season NFL game?
They Absolutely.
Can't just leave him in Qatar?
All right, quickly here. The Taking a Bite Out of the Hall of Fame Award goes to Fred McGriff and the Veterans Committee, or whatever it's called now. They change their name all the time, and they
the
have all different
stuff. Contemporary Era Committee, it's called.
In recent years, they've voted in Jim Cott, Alan Trammell, Ted Simmons, Fred McGriff. Very good players, but...
Harold Baines, too.
Harold Baines, yeah. I don't know, man. Either they need to have different tiers in the Hall of Fame, or they need to re-look at that, because it used to be the hardest Hall of Fame to get into, and now they're putting in a lot of very good players, but not all-time
it's
greats.
Not the Hall of Very Good. I don't think Fred McGriff is a Hall of Famer, do you?
No. Close.
No, I don't know.
It depends where you're... All right, last one.
Yes. I don't care.
Last one. This is the Keep On Blazing Trails Award. Tim, you're going to want to listen to this one.
Okay,
it goes to Julianne Sitch. Do you recognize the name? Former DePaul women's soccer player.
Yes.
She is the head coach of the University of Chicago men's soccer program, which just won the NCAA D3 national title on Saturday, 2-0. That makes her the first woman to lead a men's soccer team to an NCAA national championship. The team went 22-0 won this year, and it was her first year as the program's head coach, by the way, so big shout out to her.
That's what we do at DePaul. We make history. Mike.
Outstanding.
Her.
We love it.
Although I would give most of the credit to the male coach who probably brought in all that talent the year before.
Yeah, I bet
you
would,
Jarrett.
Wow, Jarrett.
I'm just kidding.
Some sentences don't need punctuation.
I was just trying to get a rise out. I was just kidding, obviously.
Breaking news. ASU star offensive lineman Ladarius Henderson is entering the transfer portal. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah. Get ready. It's open. That's Hardware brought to you by Revitalize.